Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Monday morning. Here we are on Monday, April the 19th, 2021. 18 minutes past the hour, and I am coming to you now. I'm only going to talk about sound here for a minute, just to tell you what was done this past weekend here in the new studio, which is kind of exciting. We soundproofed the studio to a certain degree. When we were back at Beltone years ago, we had soundproofing blankets that we had hanging from the ceiling and on certain walls in the studio. And this past Saturday, Sean Kraft and Angie Evers and myself came over here and soundproofed the studio. So now, where there are windows in the studio, we now have soundproofing blankets, and where there were areas that we thought were reflecting sound, we have soundproof blankets. So I hope we're coming through loud and clear. Now, this is the last time I'm going to ask this, because I think we're sounding pretty good at this point. But if I'm coming through loud and clear this morning, let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, also, the great thing is we had this little bit of static that it's not static from the tower, but it was static that was coming because of the relay system we used to relay the sound to tune in and mobile devices and the website, anything on the internet. And Friday night after the show that Angie and I do, I was able to figure out why that problem was happening, and all weekend that problem was gone. That screeching or high-pitched noise, and it's kind of sounded like wrinkling tinfoil, I believe is now gone out of the line. So tune in and Alexa and Google Nest and the website should all sound great now. So hopefully, if we take a deep breath, we are all back to normal here on this station. But give me a buzz, because I got a lot to talk about this morning. 740-383-9944, other than the sound, because there are some interesting stories going on that I would like to bring up. But, you know, as I have said, this all started, how long ago now? It started, I think back on, last week of March is when the antenna had some issues, so we lost power there, went down to half power, and then we moved the studio on April the 1st, and that's when the main computer went down, and that caused all kinds of problems, and then the tower came back up last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, so it's been back up 9 days now, so that returned, but then we had to fix the internet problems from the computer breaking down, and then we also had to soundproof the new room, because we are in a new room, but here we are, and I think we're flying good on this Monday morning, April the 19th, 2021, 21 minutes past the hour. So if we sound like we used to, and heaven forbid, the sound, you know what I think has actually happened? People forgot what we used to sound like, because I was listening. I don't normally go back and listen to the shows, but after we did all this soundproofing and changing this past weekend, I thought, you know, I'm going to go back and listen to an old show that was taped in the old studio and see what it sounded like. And I went back and I listened to it, and to be honest, aside from changing rooms, it's really not all that different. So, you know, I think we all have short-term memories, and we think, well, what did it used to sound like? I think it sounds okay now. We definitely got rid of that crinkling in the internet line, and we certainly are in a room with no echo now. The soundproofing in this room is heavy, and I kind of like it now. because some of the walls are covered and the windows. So if you hear a siren now or some loud noise outside, it's going to have to be a really loud siren or a really loud noise for you to hear it, because the windows are all covered up at this point, as well as some of the other areas that needed to be. But here we are. And we also did some rearranging in the studio this past weekend, unpacked some stuff that needed to be unpacked, so the studio looks more like it used to, and we also moved some computers so you could more easily get to some things around here. You know, the box that I had to get to use the phone to put people up on the air was so far away from me that it was hard to get. I noticed that on Friday when we were doing Family Feud. I was having to reach around a computer to hit that box to turn people on. And if you noticed, a few times, I would not hit the right button because I couldn't see the box. Well, we did a little switcheroo here on Saturday, and now the phone box is sitting right next to the phone, and the computer is sitting far away. We must be sounding good because nobody's complaining at this point. So I feel this past weekend we've finally taken care of all those problems, but if you have any differing opinion, please give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And I certainly know power's back up to full strength, because this past Saturday night, I went over to Baker's Pizza with Angie and Sean after we did the studio work on Saturday. We decided, well, we're going to treat ourselves and go over and have dinner at Baker's in Bucyrus. And we got the station into Bucyrus. So I know the power's good at this particular point. Now, I have two questions about that, too. And I'm not even on the things yet I want to talk about, so let's hope we get to these this morning. But going to Bucyrus, I do have some questions. For those of you who have eaten at Baker's, why do you think it's so good? Because Sean had never been there, to be honest. And he really enjoyed the pizza. And Sean eats a lot of pizza, so I think it's one of his favorite foods, if not his favorite food. But he had never been to Baker's, and he thought the food was just amazing, which is great. So for those of you who have been to Baker's, why do you think it's so good? I mean, I know it's so good. I wouldn't say pizza is my favorite food, But it's far up there. You know, there's just something about pizza I think that most people do like. Very rarely will you run into a person who doesn't like pizza. But the service at Baker's is good. And that white pizza that you get before the main pizza is just delicious. And we got the white pizza, we got breadsticks, and we got a pepperoni pizza. And it was one of the large varieties of the pepperoni pizza, and I will say 75% of that pizza was gone by the time we left Baker's. And there were four of us. It was Angie, Sean, myself, and Angie's daughter, Natalie. And I don't think Natalie ever ate a piece of pizza because she was eating some breadsticks. So, to be honest with you, between three people, and Angie was not one of the main eaters here, we got through about 75% of this pizza. So my question is, for those of you who have been to Baker's, why do you think it's so good? And are there any other pizza places in your mind that compare with it? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can have a conversation. It would be interesting to get a phone call this morning, because our first phone call will be the first phone call with no interference on the internet line. It will also be the first phone call where we have fixed the sound in this main studio room, and it will also be the first phone call since we have switched the location of the telephone interface in the main computer. So a lot of changes since Friday when we were last on the air. So give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Why is Baker's Pizza so good? Now, The other question I had as we were going over to Baker's on Saturday is you pass through the little town of Kirkpatrick. Now, I had relatives who lived in Kirkpatrick for a long time. I had an uncle who lived there for quite a while. So I'm very familiar with Kirkpatrick. But, to be honest with you, the only things I've ever been familiar about Kirkpatrick with are the fact that I had an uncle who lived there, and that there is a food bank there that I know is very popular with people around the area, and there is a cemetery when you first drive in. That's how I always knew we were in Kirkpatrick, is this cemetery is there, which looks like it was long ago abandoned, and it's a very small cemetery. Now, my question is, does anybody have any information on this little Kirkpatrick area? I'm curious what it all stands for, what it means. Does it have any history? You know, a lot of these little areas have history. I don't know anything about Kirkpatrick. And that cemetery has always fascinated me, because Kirkpatrick is such a little area. I wonder who's buried in that cemetery. And when that cemetery closed, I think that cemetery has been out of business for many, many, many years. I don't even think there's a caretaker who goes through that thing anymore, because it looks like all the tombstones are either knocked down or are damaged in some way. Does anybody know anything about Kirkpatrick, this little hamlet, as you're going to Bucyrus from Marion that you pass through? I really don't know a lot about that place. Has anybody ever heard any stories about Kirkpatrick? If you have or have anything to contribute, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the two questions on the table already this morning are, tell us about the Baker's Pizza. Why is that so good? And they are busy. You know, it's not just a matter of taste. The two times I have been there, they have been extremely busy. And they have a lot of seating in there. So it's not like it's for a lack of seating. It's just very, very busy. So why is Baker's Pizza so good? Or does anybody have any information on the little hamlet that is Kirkpatrick? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
That cemetery, it's not really abandoned, but a lot of my ancestors are buried there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Some of the Kurs and the tallest monument in there belongs to one of them, and I forget which. They had a farm just across the county line up there. On the Bucyrus side, there were 600 acres that they had, and when my grandmother farmed, she was always picking up Indian arrowheads and things that the Indians had, because there was at one time a huge Indian burial mound on her farm.
Is that right?
Yes. It was back by one of the barns, but there used to be a cranberry bog up there years and years ago, she told me. And that place had quite a lot of interesting history.
Well, I was always fascinated by it because it does seem to have this abandoned cemetery, and I never see anybody in it. I never really see any flowers in it or anything of that nature. So I always wondered who's buried there, or who goes there, or how long it's been out of use.
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know, because it's been a long time since I've been up through there.
Now, do you know why the food pantry was chosen to be there? Because I know that does a tremendous business.
Well, it my understanding was it was taken from there and went with another church and brought to Marion, and they used to have it down here in the old Probst building.
Is that right?
I do not think the food pantry is there anymore.
Oh, the food pantry is not in Kirkpatrick anymore.
No, It went in with another church, I think the Lighthouse Church over here on Mark Street.
Oh, is that?
They had a food pantry down there on Mondays and Thursdays, I think, where the Propes building used to be down on West Center Street.
Huh.
And I'm not even sure it's still there. I don't know.
Well, isn't that interesting? Now, how are things sounding over the air this morning? Are things coming through loud and clear?
Very, very good. Very good. Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Glad to hear we got that all worked out finally. But yeah, going to Kirkpatrick, like I said, I had an uncle who lived there for probably more than 10 years, and it's a very small place. But I was always fascinated because it does have a church, it does have this cemetery, but I never really hear anybody talking about the history of it.
I had a book somewhere on that, but I don't know exactly where it is. I will have to find that and give you some information on that.
Yeah, if you find any information on Kirkpatrick, definitely give me a buzz back and let me know what's going on, because I'm definitely interested in that area.
Okay, I will do that.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right. See, we love phone calls like that. Those are informative phone calls. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here, and we can have a conversation. And that's how you learn things. You know, we're all from this area, and as time goes by, even though we might not remember certain things, we might have ancestors who remember certain things about this area. So give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. What is the big appeal of Baker's Pizza over in Bucyrus that people will drive from Marion over to Bucyrus to get their pizza? And does anybody know anything about the little hamlet of Kirkpatrick? And also, you know, checking sound again because of the final adjustments that we made over the weekend, in which we soundproof the studio here and move the telephone box and made changes that were necessary. 740-383-9944. Got rid of that tinfoil sound in the internet translation. Okay. 740-383-9944. Now, here's a question that I hope all you maybe home... What would you say? Home do-it-yourselfers will know about. Yesterday, I decided to do some things around the house and get some things done that I'd been postponing. Now, one of those things was just cleaning up the two bathrooms in my house. I wanted to clean them up and make sure they look good, and I was cleaning out the tub, the bathroom, in my... the main bathroom that I use, the one that I shower in every day. I was cleaning out the bathtub. And I noticed that the drain was emptying kind of slow. So, I did not have any Drano or anything to pour down it, because that would be the obvious thing to do. And I was also doing some other tasks around the house yesterday, like cleaning windows, and I was just going through some stuff yesterday. So I really did not want to go to the store and pick up any Drano or anything. In any event, I looked on the internet, as we all do, for a remedy to unplug a clogged, I guess, shower drain. And what I ended up finding was vinegar and baking soda. Now, vinegar, of course, we always hear goes well with anything. To fix anything. Vinegar will fix smells. Vinegar is a good cleaning supply. Vinegar is good in food. And apparently vinegar also unclogs drains. So, I did have the vinegar on hand. Now, it called for baking soda. And I did not think that I had any baking soda. Now, what you are supposed to do... Okay, I'm getting a call here. We'll come back to this momentarily here on WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
If you put a cup, or put about a fourth of a cup full of baking soda in your drain each week with a cup full of vinegar, and then add boiling water, you'll keep your drains free and running good.
Well, that was the question I had. What is it about those two items that clears up the drain?
Because it eats away at the clog.
Oh, is that right?
And I had a man from a Roto-Rooter service that told me if I did that, I wouldn't have to call him to clean my bathtub drain or my kitchen sink. And I've done it, and I've not had to have him back.
Well, I'll tell you, the interesting thing was, the question that I had was, I did not have any baking soda around the house. Now, I had vinegar, but I had baking powder. And I thought, well, I wonder if there's any difference in this. So I threw the baking powder in the drain, and I poured the vinegar down it, and I really did not run any water in it yesterday until this morning when I was in the shower, and everything went down very easily, much, much easier than it did yesterday. So I'm wondering, what is the difference between baking soda and baking powder?
I can't answer that, but I just know that works. And you ask about Baker's Pizza.
Yeah.
That's been around for years, and I don't know of another pizza that's in business today that can beat them. The pizza that they used to have at the Star Lanes was excellent. And but around here, I don't know of any other pizza that could even hold a candle to Baker's.
Well, that's it. There's something just very good about Baker's Pizza, and you know it when you're there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. My sister's had a birthday party for me over there a few years ago, and it was some of the best pizza that I've ever eaten.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Everybody does love the Baker's Pizza, and that's in. Does anybody else have a comment on the Baker's Pizza? Because as our caller said there, it's some of the best pizza she's ever eaten, and people do feel that way. And as I say, Sean, who has probably ordered from every pizza place in town, as I have, feel it's right up there in the top-notch pizza category. But does anybody know the difference between baking powder and baking soda? Because when I dump the baking powder down the drain and then poured the vinegar down it, I thought, well, I wonder if this will even work. Because I thought, uh-oh, you know, this is not baking soda, it's baking powder. Is it going to congeal with the vinegar differently than other things would? I didn't know what would happen, to be honest with you, but when I did, I found out this morning, when I got in the shower this morning, the drain was running like it normally did. Everything was back to normal. So what, and you know, honestly, not being a full-time baker or anything of that nature, I don't know what the difference between baking soda and baking powder is. And I certainly don't know what the content difference is of the two. I know they look very similar, but looks don't tell you much, because baking powder and baking soda both pretty much look like rat poison do, but those are definitely different things. So I don't know, what is the difference between baking soda and baking powder? All I can say at this point is the baking powder and the vinegar did clean out the drains very well, which I'm happy with. So give us a buzz if you know anything, or if you have any cleaning helpful hints. It's always good to know those things. You know, for many years, people have come up with their own little helpful hints, and they are very helpful to people. When you go to clean your house, if you can find a way around going to the store and buying these chemicals, that's usually a plus. It certainly was for me yesterday, and I was so happy to see that drain draining like it had prior to being clogged. And I'm not sure what vinegar and baking soda or baking powder really does to the clog. I wonder why it eats away. There must be something to the chemical makeup of baking soda and baking powder that it turns into some kind of acid to eat that clog away. It has to be something. If anybody knows, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 740-383-9944. So the question's now, baking soda versus baking powder, and does it eat away from clogs? Do you have any thoughts on Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus? Why is it popular? Any thoughts on the little hamlet that is Kirkpatrick? And just also the sound this morning. We hope we're sounding good here on WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you ask a chemistry question, Scott. That's another one of my categories.
All right.
I had to look it up because I wasn't totally sure. I wanted to give you the right answer. Baking soda is just sodium bicarbonate. That's why it's sometimes called bicarb. With baking powder, they add a buffer, or they can add cornstarch just to stabilize it. So it doesn't have the pH closer to 7. That is with the pH of pure water. And I actually thought that one was sodium carbonate and one was sodium bicarbonate. It's actually different, but it may be a little different based upon the brand or where you live or how it's labeled. But that would appear to be the main difference. I think sodium bicarbonate is used a little more often. And of course, with vinegar, you make a chemical reaction that just makes it foam and without exploding, like a more a stronger reaction, and that'll of course help to loosen things. But honestly, with a tub clog, and I've used this myself, get one of those 18-inch plastic mini snakes, and that'll take care of most of it. You can get those for $1 at Menards, and just stick it down the drain, and it'll catch hair and gunk, and that'll fix it a lot of the time.
Now, what's your feeling on why baking powder and baking soda are essentially apparently have the same effect?
I think baking powder is not as strong because of the buffer, and just the idea that people use baking powder, they put it down the incinerator, they just put a little bit in the trash can, and it just helps to absorb smells. It's a little like cat litter, I believe, in terms of the absorption of smells, and it's in deodorant, it's in cat litter, it's in things that are used to neutralize or to reduce smells. It's inexpensive, and it's not toxic in small. I mean, small amounts aren't going to hurt you. And people use it for an upset stomach. I mean, they say take some bicarb. So it has multiple uses, and it's very inexpensive.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, as far as all the changes that have come to the sound, what do you think?
It's pretty good. I don't see much of it. Did you do work over the weekend?
A lot. We soundproofed the studio with some of the old things that we used, and then we finally got rid of that squealing in the internet line by having that worked on. So there should be a lot of changes to the sound this morning.
Yeah, it seems about the same as last week. It's maybe a minor difference. I mean, the signal's going to Northern Delaware County. I can see that much. Getting it in Bucyrus is good, because I've had trouble getting it in Bucyrus and upper. It just kind of depends what side of the street you're on or what side of the hill you're on. But if we can go into 3 miles of the neighboring counties, which I think is what we're doing, that would be great. Because, you know, we have the two sisters in Caledonia. It should come in clear there.
And I'm worried about how we're coming in there, not if we are.
Get it south of Waldo, I'm pretty happy. But when it comes in over the air, the sound is good. You start hearing the static and the gospel station trying to take over. And again, depends if there's a hill or something. But anywhere I've been in Marion County, since you fixed it, it's been fine. Once you're over the county line, I mean, maybe an occasional static, again, because of a hill or something with the sun or the weather. But it's been pretty good. And
yeah, but
certainly in town, I mean, Barks Road being the boundary previously, once you're in Barks Road, it sounds like the studio is or the transmitter is next door. And over the internet, it's pretty good. The phone calls seem to sound better than they did. And that's important, too, because we want our listeners to sound clear.
So the phone calls sounded good this morning.
I would say they sound better. I mean, the voice out of the studio is about the same. I mean, it's sometimes a little over-modulated, a little too much rumble, but it's minimal. The rumble kind of comes with the modulation, and it does tend to sound better. Otherwise, it's a little flat. I thought my last show sounded pretty flat, and maybe I just talked too loud or whatever. But there wasn't a lot of distortion, so you have to make that compromise. But it's probably a little bit better, and just a few tricks with the board and where you sit with respect to the microphone, and and the floor and the acoustics, yeah, you can make some make a few differences, and it does seem to help. And once it's done, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, I can definitely tell you that the echo in this room no longer exists.
Well, that's good to hear. Don't want to feel like we're in the Grand Canyon or anything.
No. But, so as long as people can hear the callers and people can hear me when I'm on with the callers, and it sounds clear, which as clear as it did before we moved here, that's basically the big point. And the little crinkling, which I know was bothering two people last week, I had both of them listen to it over the internet since I fixed it Friday night, and both of them said that was gone.
Okay. Oh, and the landlord wanted to know, like, how does the yard look with those flowers and some of that little stiffing up? The flowers are looking pretty good. We have one of the most attractive, visually attractive studios around, I think.
I did not pay attention. I'll have to look when I go out today.
Yeah, there's some flowers growing, and definitely shows the beauty of radio and the beauty of all of our great callers and listeners, and we appreciate all of them.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. There's a chemistry question answered about baking powder versus baking soda. Phone lines are open here. We've got about 12 minutes left in the first hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you this morning. Baking soda versus baking powder. Little helpful hints that you can use around the house. Why is Baker's Pizza so good? Does anybody know about the little area of Kirkpatrick? And, just how are we sounding? Are we sounding okay in your living room, car, wherever we are today? The power is back to where it was. That's just, you know, if you're hearing static in certain places, that's going to be just based upon the weather and the ionosphere and what's going on. I'm talking more just strictly about the sound of the station, because I know people who were listening on the internet were having problem with this crinkly noise. I guess it kind of sounded like tinfoil is what people were saying. But as of Friday night, about 11 o'clock, I think that is fixed. So if you have anything to say about that, you can give us a buzz as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Now, this is something I'm going to bring up in the last 10 minutes of the first hour here. And to be honest with you, I'm only bringing this up for one reason, and maybe it will drift into tomorrow's program. I really don't know at this point. But years ago, about 2 years ago now, we did a program. We still do it. It's the Exchange on Friday afternoons. But it used to be more of a panel discussion, and we'll get back to that eventually. We've just been having fun with the Family Feud lately. And there's a television show called The Bachelor, which I guess has been on the ABC television network for many years now. Now, some people watch it and some people don't. Some people like it, some people hate it. But a few years ago, they got a lot of attention. I believe it was in 2019, the spring of 2019. They got a lot of attention because they brought this former football player, this young guy, who I think was in his mid-20s, 25 or 26 at that time, on the show, and his name was Colton Underwood. And they did so much advertisement in regard to this guy, calling him the Virgin Bachelor. Does anybody remember this? I mean, even if you never watched the show, you knew about this. It was on the cover of every magazine. It was promoed on ABC every 5 minutes. I think it was promoed on other stations. Everybody was talking about it. And, of course, we talked about it on this station because it was a big story, usually on that Friday Exchange Club show. And it went on, and in the end, he chose one of the girls, which I guess is what they do on The Bachelor. I've never seen The Bachelor in my life, but that's what happened. So this Colton Underwood, the virgin bachelor, chooses one of the girls, and life goes on. Now, we're getting a call here. We'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought there, but I got an appointment at 9 o'clock, and I couldn't get in before.
Go ahead.
Hey, Baker's Pizza.
Yes.
I've been going to Baker's Pizza for, ever since they started doing their buffet, which is, I think, approaching maybe 20 years or something like that. I don't know why it's so good, but it is. And the buffet that they have, the choices, is, have you done their buffet yet, Scott?
You know, I haven't. Now when is the buffet?
It's every day. It's every day.
Oh, really?
I think it maybe starts at 11 and runs until 2 or something like that. But the price is absolutely right. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it's very reasonable. And there's always at least 8 to 10 different types of pizza. There's pasta. There's dessert. It's just absolutely unbelievable for the price and the taste you cannot beat. So kudos to Baker's Pizza. At one time, there was a rumor that they were going to open one down in Waldo, and I think they even pursued buying a building, but it never came to fruition, so I don't know what happened there. But,
well, you know, I tell you, what I am totally fascinated by is we were there on a Saturday night. It was probably 8, 9 o'clock, and they were busy.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing of it is, the quality of the pizza was great, and I assume it's that way with everybody in there, and that they're able to keep up that quality with that volume of business, because, you know, you don't wait very long for a pizza.
No. And if you do the buffet sometime, try the buffet sometime, it is almost packed in there every day from the time they open until the time the buffet starts until it ends. The place is packed. So there's a lot of downtown people, I think, that work downtown that go there for lunch, and a lot of people drive in from out of town. I've seen license plates from several different counties when we've gone over. We try to go over at least once a month. This is absolutely great. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, one other real quick thing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
On Glenn's show Thursday, I wasn't able to do his show last Thursday because I had another appointment, but on his show Thursday, we're going to talk about forgotten history. I don't know whether you remember, but years ago, Reader's Digest had a segment in their book or their magazine on forgotten history. They also did one on the most unforgettable character. You remember either one of them?
Yeah, I do remember those. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about forgotten history. I've picked up some interesting tidbits about things that have happened in U.S. history over the years that I think people have forgotten. I actually did a show with Mike last Monday night on forgotten history, and we talked about transportation and railroads and canals and that type of thing. So we're going to do that on Thursday. So tune in.
Well, that'll be good. I'll have to do that. And that'll be 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Yep, right.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Well, that'll be good. Forgotten history is a big part of history, so I find that fascinating. And you know, this is things, these are things like the Gypsy Queen here in Marion. Now, to me, I think that's become a little more forgotten as time has went on. And things like prison and Harding do not get forgotten because of the monuments and it being taught in school. Well, I don't think they teach the Gypsy Queen in school, but I think that's a brilliant part of history. And there are a lot of people in history who go by the wayside for whatever reason. So hopefully they'll be spotlighted Thursday on Glenn's show from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Again, phone lines are open here with about 5 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Okay, now this Virgin Bachelor from 2019, it was a big story. And we talked about it on this station, and, you know, it was an interesting conversation. So, 2 years goes by, nearly 2 years it's been since we have talked about this, and I think it was last week. This Colton Underwood, again, I think he's still in his 20s. I think he's 29 or something now. And the big story last week is he has now come out of the closet and said he is gay. Now, here's what I want to know. Clearly, 2 years ago, I'm sure he knew he was gay. And you know, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. This is not about him being gay. What I'm saying is, did this network, this ABC television network, this conglomerate, why would they be kind. It seems very underhanded what they did to portray this guy as the virgin bachelor. Well, my guess is there are two reasons that he was the virgin bachelor. Number one, because he was gay, and I think you, for whatever reason, it depends on who you talk to, I guess, but I think they most people consider that not losing your virginity in the given sense, which is maybe how they did it. I don't know. It's just such a weird story that he would be the one to come out. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Are you there? Well, if that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we'll talk about whatever you want. But I just, to me, you know, it's over. It's done. No big deal. But I thought that was an interesting irony that we as a country, he was on the cover of so many magazines, talked about on so many television shows, paid attention on the station to it, and we don't watch The Bachelor, and all because he was being introduced as the Virgin Bachelor. And now we come up to find out 2 years later that he was gay. And what I think about this, I think what this must have done to him psychologically, to have to hide that for all these years. You know, he's a football player, and then on national television as the Virgin Bachelor, and now, you know, it's a big story that he has come out of the closet and said that he's gay, which is fine, but I just, why, well, I don't understand why networks do anything that they do, but to me, this was a very odd ending to this story, and it makes me think, you know, I hope it was his decision. And was it his decision because he is just, maybe he was scared to come out of the closet? Because he was a football player and all that. People were aware of him. Go ahead, caller.
I have never had a bad meal at Baker's. We've gone up there several times, and we'll have a salad and maybe a sub, pizza, and maybe nachos. And there's usually four of us, and we have a couple of beers. It's usually around $40-$45. I think that's excellent. Also, if you've never tried it, the old Dirty Barbecue. That's one of my favorite meals.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
It's up for the golf course. It's over the restaurant at the old golf course.
Oh, okay.
Got great barbecue.
I'll have to stop in and check that out when I'm up there.
All righty.
Hey, thank you. All right, we're going to break here on WWGH Radio. Maybe we'll talk more about this coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned. Don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. And Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 until 11 a.m. this morning on this station. Don't go anywhere.
Show you down.
Though with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit